A halfway house puts a single mother on the street.
I had been told that I had an hour to get out.
Is she out of luck?
She decided that it was appropriate to be out 11 o'clock at night.
Or out of control?
I'm going to call Child Protective Services.
What were you doing out at 11 o'clock at night with your baby?
I don't remember.
Judy fights to stop a neglectful mother.
When you have a baby, you don't stay out, stay home.
You got a problem.
You have a problem.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheinman. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is her courtroom. This is Judge Judy. 22-year-old key data operator Heather Crothers is suing her ex-boyfriend, 22-year-old janitor Taryn Smith, for three separate acts of vandalism to her car.
Order. All rise. Quiet in the courtroom, please. Quiet in the courtroom, please. Sir.
All right.
Your Honor, this is case number 175 on the calendar in the matter of Crothers versus Smith. Parties have been sworn in, Judge. You may be seated. Folks, have seats, please.
Ms. Crothers, the defendant is your ex-boyfriend. It is your claim that on three separate occasions he caused damage to your leased car. You want him to pay for the damage.
Yes.
He says, I don't know what you're talking about. Right?
Correct.
When was the first time he caused damage to your car?
It was about the first week of July. We were living in our apartment.
July of last year?
Yes. We were arguing, and he left with my keys so that I couldn't go anywhere. It was like Friday night. And I had an extra set of keys, so I left. I went to the house that he was at.
And an extra set of keys to your car?
Yeah, he took the set of keys to my car and the house key, the apartment key. And so I went over there, and he got mad, and he went into his car, and him and his friends had left, and they were driving around the town, so I was following him because I needed my keys to get back into the apartment. And I followed him. We went into a car lot, parking lot, and he got out and kicked the side of my car because I was following him. He was mad. And so I went back to the house. I tried to get out of my door, and I couldn't get out of the door. And I seen that he kicked the side of my car, and then he kicked the front. There's like a hairline crack on the front of the hood.
Right. And then you all made up.
Well, because we were living together.
And you made up.
Yeah.
And you continued to live together.
Yeah, because we had an apartment lease.
It's not because you had an apartment lease. You made up.
Yeah.
And then when was the next time he caused damage to your car?
We were at our apartment, and I came home from work, and he was leaving, and I was mad because he was leaving because our daughter was there. And I yelled at him down the balcony, and he got mad, and he took his car and ran right into my car.
Say what you yelled
to me. On purpose.
Shh. So he ran into your car. What kind of damage did he cause that time?
I have pictures if you'd like to see them.
Let's see damage number two first.
That's when he backed his car up and ran into it on purpose.
And when was the next time he damaged your car?
There's a place called McKinley where everybody hangs out.
Date.
It was about the third week of July. It all happened in July.
It all happened in July. You were all still living together. So after he backed into your car, you continued to live together.
Yeah, because I couldn't get a lease. I still had to pay for an apartment.
You continued the lease. You continued to live together. You made up. You came home, you had a fight, but you made up.
Yeah, and then he left.
All right, and then we have another one in July. What happened the last week in July?
I couldn't find him that night, so I knew where he was at this popular place. And so I went up there, and he threw a 40 at my car of beer.
He threw what?
A 40 of beer.
40 ounce beer.
Yeah.
He was probably drunk on all these times he ran into my car.
And what happened as a result of that?
We had an argument and I left and went back to the apartment.
When did you finally separate from this gentleman?
Last November. I moved back to my parents.
So you stayed with him August and September and October, and November you left.
Yeah.
So, did you have the car fixed yet?
Not yet, because I don't have the money. He was supposed to be giving me money each week.
Let me see the rest of the damage to the car.
And I have an estimate too.
This is where the 40 went on the car?
Yes.
And this is where he kicked the car?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Let's hear you. Let's start with the first incident in July.
All right.
He took the keys. She got her own keys. She came to find you. She shouldn't have done that, but she did it.
And she chased me.
And she chased you.
Yeah, she's a little bit crazy.
Because I needed my keys.
I don't want you to speak to him. Should have left the door open.
All right.
Give me, you should have needed your keys.
And then once we got out the parking lot, got to the parking lot where she pulled up behind me. This is how she messed up her own car. She pulled up behind me and she was like, what do you think you're doing? Who you got in the car? I was like, don't worry about it. Then she pushed her car on the back of my car and pushed her car like this. After we went back, because after we left that place, we went back to the house that we was over at. Then she tried to get out of her car, and her door would not open. But what she did was try to force herself out of it, and then that's when the door was like that, from the fender being pushed back a little bit.
Are you telling me, Mr. Smith, that you did not kick her car?
I did not kick her car, ma'am.
On that occasion?
On that occasion, I did
not kick
her car. All
right, let's go to the 40-ounce beer bottle. You did throw that at the hood of her car, didn't you?
Yes.
Oh, okay, 40-ounce bottle of beer. I figured you did. And you did, in fact, back your car into hers.
Yes, not purposely.
But you did. Shh, just a second. But you did.
Not purposely. But yes, I did.
I don't care whether it was purpose. That's what an accident is.
Okay.
That's why they don't call it an on purpose. They call it an accident. All right?
Okay.
So you admit to these two?
Yes.
Yes, but not the first one.
Correct.
I believe you. Let me see the estimates for the two.
It's all on one.
Well, I'm going to take off for the first one.
If he did those other two, then don't you think he would do the first one too?
No, I think that if he denied doing all three, then I might have a problem, but he doesn't. He admits to two of them.
Because
the first one.
If I ran into his car, he would have had damage to his car.
Well, you did do damage to my car. You threw a rock at my car.
Hey, don't fight with each other.
And also, the reason why I threw the beer bottle, she came and brought my little daughter up there on McKinley and just dropped her right on the ground, told me to come get her.
Yeah, you don't know how to watch her.
But you don't do that to a kid, especially mine.
Bird, would you do me a favor? Are you used to looking at these things from body shops? You ever seen these things?
I've seen some.
You see, this is what he's responsible for. He's responsible for this. Mm-hmm. And he's responsible for this.
Then also, she also claimed that she was going to pay for my car also. I haven't received no money.
Mr. Smith,
yes.
What did she do to your car, sir?
I have a Beretta. And on the back of a Beretta, you have a plastic thing where you got your name on the Beretta. She threw a rock and broke my plastic over there. It cost $379 to get fixed.
Did you get it fixed?
No, I didn't. She told me she was going to pay for it.
Did you counterclaim for that?
No, I didn't.
So that's a nice story.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Heather Crothers says ex-boyfriend Terrence Smith vandalized her car three times.
These three?
Those three figures there.
All right. The damage that I find him responsible for is $310.81. Now, you have a child together?
Yes.
How old?
16 months.
Is that your only child?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Child live with whom?
Lives with her.
Do you visit?
Yes, I do.
Don't pay child support.
I fell behind because I lost a job. I used to work with her father until we separated. So had to go find another job. And then she got child support on me, which I'll support my child. Then I got terminated from that job, but I just started up another job last week. I'm going to get caught up on my support. But it's like I have hard times trying to go pick up my daughter from her. That even, I think it was probably 2 weeks ago, I had to go over to her house and had to call the cops over there because she wouldn't let me use the car seat.
Why won't you get your own car seat?
I didn't have a job at the time.
Hey, let me give you a piece of advice. You picked him to father your child. You picked him. Now he's the father. So you're not supposed to say nasty things about each other.
In front of our daughter, correct.
You're not supposed to do that at all. Because
she does it all the time, the N-word.
Just a second. Listen to me.
Yes, ma'am.
You should have been smarter. Mr. Smith. Before you make a baby with somebody, you're supposed to know all about them because then you are joined together for a very long time. And if you've picked somebody who's got a nasty attitude, which is what you're suggesting, then you picked her, just like she picked you.
Correct.
But right now you have a child and you're not supposed to do anything to make the child miserable. You understand?
Yes. The only day that he wants to ever pick her up is Sunday, and he has to go out on the weekends, which I don't think is fair. Because I have her all week, and then he just comes to get her on Sunday, which I can't go do anything.
I even got my
Just a second. Why don't you stop being a baby?
I need time to myself, and he has all the time in the world to
it's
himself.
It's all about you.
Just a second. Why don't you stop being a baby?
I am.
You are a baby.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are. If he wants to pick up his daughter on Sunday, that's when he wants to see her. He's supposed to work Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday. That's what he's supposed to do, right? He comes, picks up your child. If you work, which I assume you do, is that right? Right?
Yes.
And somebody takes care of the baby during the day?
My mom.
Very good. So you see her when you come home from work?
Yes.
You see her in the evening?
Yes.
You tuck her in at bed at night?
Yes.
You see her in the morning before you go to work?
No.
Well, that's too bad. But you see her every day, 6 days a week?
Yes.
Fine. One day he gets to see her. So you have your nails done on a different day. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $310.81. That's all.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
If she wouldn't be so childish, maybe everything would have been better in our relationship, but all the driving around, crashing cars, it's all childish games.
He's the one childish. He goes to the bar Friday, Saturday night, didn't come home until 3 o'clock in the morning.
I should have been a little bit more of a man, thought about her thoughts, but at the same time, she still shouldn't have been crazy towards me.
And now the next case.
All parties on Wilson versus Watson. Step forward, please.
51-year-old operations coordinator Mary Wilson and her daughter, 19-year-old Natalie, are suing 39-year-old executive director of a home for single mothers, Teresa Watson, for the return of 2 months' rent.
Mrs. Wilson, I assume this is your daughter?
Yes.
Your daughter has a baby?
Yes.
And there came a time when you felt as if it was in everyone's best interest, I assume, for your daughter to enter a residence with her baby.
That's correct.
And you signed up for the defendant's residence. You have a transition housing?
Yes.
For young mothers and their babies?
Yes.
It didn't work out. Your daughter left before the agreed time for her to stay there, and you want your rent deposit back. And the defendant says that your daughter actually left owing her money.
Yes.
When did your daughter enter the residence?
The 1st of March this year.
How old's your baby?
He's 11 months.
And what was the rent each month?
$350.
And how long did she stay in the residence?
1 month and 3 days.
And how much had you paid altogether?
$700.
So far, is all of that correct?
Yes.
Now, she left once the second month had already started, so I see you prorated the rent and you want $315 back.
That's correct.
Now I'll hear you.
Sisters by Choice is a tenant-landlord relationship, so therefore you are required to have a rental agreement and you are required to submit a 30-day notice. Natalie had been talking about a 30-day notice, however...
Do you have that contract?
Yes. The evening that she left, a lot of the paperwork that she was asked to complete was removed with her, but I do have an acknowledgement statement stating that she would give a 30-day notice upon leaving with her signature on it.
Okay, would you take a look at this? Okay. Did you give them a 30-day notice?
No, I had not. The night I left, they had thrown papers regarding rules and stuff and at 11 o'clock at night, and so when I had gone over the papers, I refused to sign only because I wanted my dad to look at them before I signed anything. My dad is an attorney, and I wanted to make sure that they were appropriate rules.
And so?
So when I refused to sign them, I had been told that I had an hour to get out because I refused to sign papers.
Who told you that?
I'm not sure if he's the coordinator or the director.
They want you to just sign off on some rules.
Right.
Had you looked at the rules?
Yes, I had seen them.
What rules were particularly problematic to you?
Something about like 5 o'clock in the morning, you would have to do Bible study and stuff. And I just was like, well, that's kind of funny because when you have kids and you need that
you
time.
You have Bible study 5 o'clock in the morning?
No.
5 o'clock in the morning. Do you have Bible study at all?
We have morning devotions that start at 7:30. However, all of the house rules she signed when she first entered the program.
Can I see them, please?
Yes. And it states that we are a Christian-based organization, and part of our policy is to have Bible study and attend Sunday service. The rules that she's referring to about not willing to sign was actually a warning because she broke curfew that night, and she was already at a probation period. And she needed to sign stating that she would not break further curfew.
What kind of
and
curfew
she refused.
What kind of curfew did she break?
As she said, she came in at 11 o'clock at night.
Where
and
was
the
her
rules
baby?
Are 10 o'clock.
Where was her baby?
With her.
What were you doing at 11 o'clock at night with your baby?
I don't ever remember even.
Try to remember. What were you doing out at 11 o'clock at night with your baby? Where were you?
I was currently with a friend, and I don't remember this ever occurring about
What do you mean you were currently with a friend? I'm asking you where you were that night at 11 o'clock with the baby and what friend, male or female?
I was on base with my friend that I always went out with every day.
When you have a baby, you don't stay out till 11 o'clock at night. You stay home. And there must have been a reason why your mother thought that you had to be in a residence rather than being home. I assume that that was part of the problem. Is that a fair statement, Miss Wilson?
To some degree.
Of course. Now, your daughter called you sometime around midnight, April 3rd or into April 4th, and told you she wanted to come home. Is that right?
Actually, she told me she was being kicked out.
Okay.
And because of the fact that she was being kicked out and not giving 30 days notice because she wanted to leave is one of the reasons I'm pursuing the return of the rent.
Did you discuss with your daughter the fact that she had violated curfew?
This is information that is new to me right now.
Well, why did you think she was being kicked out?
I was told that there were rules that she was supposed to sign, that she wanted her dad to look at them first. And
well, then she gave you a big story because she's already signed all the rules. You see, these are all the rules right here. She signed off on each and every rule. What the defendant is telling me is that they wanted her to sign a statement that she would not violate the rules again by violating curfew, which she had done that night. And she took the paper and she threw it in their face and they said, okay, you're out. Is that what happened?
Actually, we asked her to sign the paper. She said, I'm out of here. I didn't want to be here anyway. Approximately 2 weeks before then, I had given her a 30-day notice and asked her if she felt she wanted to sign it because she had been making statements, I don't like rules, I want to do my own thing, and that her parents basically forced her to come. And as you see, she started filling out the 30-day, and then the next day her mother came and said, if you leave here, I'm going to call Child Protective Services and it's going to be an issue. She decided the next day, okay, I'm willing to stay 6 months and get the help. However, the friend that she remains on base with every day, all day, came by and they decided that it was appropriate to be out 11 o'clock at night.
You got it now? Do you understand? It wasn't house rules that she was being asked to sign. Your daughter entered this residence because this residence had certain structure that you felt as if she needed. Where does your daughter live now?
She's living in an apartment.
With her baby?
Yes.
Alone?
No, she's in shared rent.
With whom?
Shared space, with another couple and their child.
I don't know how long she's going to be at this place. You have a grandson or a granddaughter?
Grandson.
I suggest you stay close and not worry about $315. You've got bigger things to worry about. I think you know that. I'm just going to hear you very briefly. What money do you think she owes?
We watched Natalie's baby for 3 weeks while she was in school. That's not covered in a $350 rental. It's for the room.
Did you give her a bill for child care fees?
I explained to her mother the day after she came over, Natalie owes us for child care fees. She said, I'm not concerned about the child care fees. I said, well, you are responsible because you told me in the beginning that I will pay until she gets a job. So actually the $315 you need to get from your daughter because she owes us child care fees of $600.
Did you go to school?
Yes, I did.
Coach, just answer my question. You went to school how many days a week?
Here's the attendance sheet. It was not for 3 weeks.
I don't care how many days was it that you went to school?
Seven days. The reason I didn't go to school a lot is because I would always complain to my mom. The babysitting was very poor and it was not on site. And
you got a problem. You have a problem. Deal with the problem. Put this behind you. Stop worrying about your $300. Your case is dismissed.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Having been in the business for 17 years is typical behavior, and it exemplifies a very dysfunctional family.
We already know we have a lot of issues. Most families do.
If she were to ask me again to do it, I'd do it over the same way because it's all about making a difference in a young person's life.